exercise. Climb Mount Everest for butter. No meat, no fish, no bread, no butter, no pastry, no pasta, no cheese, no sugar, no milk, no oil, and no salt. But hey, no exercise. Just add some oral sex to the right side of the equation, and we've got parity. I can't promise you head, feel free to ask when you see me next, but even no exercise alone makes it pretty attractive. When Cray Ray first offered me that upside, the no exercise upside, we haven't blown each other yet, I really couldn't believe it. Every other time I've tried to lose weight, exercise was always part of the package, and I really fucking hate exercise. Cray Ray kind of buried the lead. If he wanted to be a filthy rich diet guru, he would have called the plan the no exercise couch potato diet. I don't even need oral sex added to the mix to make that attractive to me. If Cray Ray didn't throw in the no exercise part in order to make a shit ton of money, why did he do it? If I was losing almost a pound a day for 3 months without exercise, wouldn't I have lost even more if I'd thrown in a jog or two? Cray Ray says no, that weight loss and muscle building, that's what exercise does, builds muscles, are two very different things. Cray Ray's books and papers explain the no exercise part of the plan in language like this. Losing excess adipose tissue and gaining muscle are two completely different physiologies. Weight loss requires a restriction or deficit. Muscle gain requires fuel and nutrients to support activity and the repair of tissue. Hypertrophy happens when one stresses the muscles, tearing down the tissue. Through a process called hormesis, the tissue grows back stronger after the stress. Exercise is for bodybuilding, and I had more than enough body, about a third more body than was good for me. What I needed was a building moratorium. I wouldn't get out of exercise forever. Exercise is important for good health, but I wouldn't do any until I hit target weight. Exercise wouldn't help me with weight loss. I couldn't outrun my mouth. There are people who exercise enough that they need to stuff in as many calories as they can. Before his little Olympic swim meets, Michael Phelps would have a breakfast that included 3 sandwiches of fried eggs, cheese, lettuce, tomato, fried onions, and mayonnaise, an omelet, a bowl of grits, 3 slices of French toast with powdered sugar, and 3 chocolate chip pancakes. I would do 15 push-ups and run on a treadmill for 20 minutes and figure that if Mike could eat like that, I could at least have some oatmeal and a glass of orange juice, a big glass, maybe a couple of eggs, and some toast with ice cream, Jesus! I had a good workout, and I'll need a good lunch. Got to get that protein in me so I don't lose muscle mass. Friends of mine leave their little workouts and go to meetings with a Tupperware container filled with skinless, low-fat chicken breasts and fruit. They think they're eating healthy. They just did an hour with their buff trainer, and now they're building body mass, muscle and fat, and they already have plenty of fat. That's the problem. I understand immediately why people collect stamps. I understand why people play polo. I can relate to every sexual kink I've ever seen video of. It makes sense if you would build copies of the Great Wall of China with matchsticks. Do they? Set up a million dominoes, or learn to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded underwater, execute a perfect shuffle, or how to click speak. But it took me a long time to have an inkling why anyone would climb Everest. Because it's there is bullshit. It's cold, you can't breathe, you can die, and there's spotty Wi-Fi. Then I either read or made up the people on Everest have trouble getting enough calories. While the frost is biting off their toes, they have to eat sticks of butter to try to get enough energy for their bodies. Hey now, now we're talking. Maybe people climb Everest just to eat sticks of butter. When I was craving fat and salt all the time, eating butter sounded pretty good. Call Tenzing Norgay. In my warm, cozy local gym, I would plug my weight and age into the elliptical machine to see how many calories worth of butter I could eat after the workout. The number of calories the machine shows is a very high estimate of total calories burned during the workout, not the difference between calories burned exercising and calories burned sitting like a lump. I could burn most of those estimated calories reading the times on my iPad. Saying that is already making the skeptic's mistake of trying to figure out how we twist the numbers to make them bullshit. The fact is, most bullshit is just bullshit to start with. I have no real evidence that the calorie number in the elliptical machine has anything to do with my body is really burning. All that number ever did for me was give me license to have a scone at Buc-ee's. Yeah, the exercise gives me tone, but it also made me hungry, and it made me more likely to fail in whatever jive-ass diet I was trying to follow at the time. I finally realized it's better to just not eat butter and stay away from Chomoluma. If you really care about the science of this stuff, you'll read Cray Ray's book. There's all sorts of things the body does during mild exercise to hang on to fat. And I and my sweaty friends wearing their stupid shorts in their home gyms never did more than mild exercise. Yeah, I used to swim for a half an hour a day, but that didn't make me Michael Phelps swimming uphill on Everest. All over the country, there are atheist billboards. The billboards feature stuff like Thomas Jefferson quotations and pro-LGBT, Michael Phelps's breakfast sandwich, lettuce, guacamole, bacon, and tomato, greetings to the atheist community. Some of them are really sweet, just like wishing a Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah from all us heathens. I'm hoping we can get more surreal with these messages. I would love to see a billboard that just says, Jesus had a swimmer's body. I can't really defend this with comedic theory, but it just makes me laugh my newly skinny ass off. It brings the theological debate to where it belongs. I used to swim every day. There's a big lap pool at the Slammer. For half an hour every day, I swam hard, but I never had a swimmer's body like our Lord Jesus Christ. I didn't get thin till I stopped exercising. But I didn't stop exercising for life. The week after I hit my target weight, I went back to exercise. Not Norgay Phelps-type exercise, just enough to build my body back up a bit. When people talk to me about my weight loss, they always seem to end up asking, in horror, didn't you lose some muscle mass? I was supposed to keep 100 extra pounds of fat on my body just so I wouldn't lose an inch around my biceps? Yeah, I lost weight everywhere. Except a cock, motherfucker. Even my stupid head got smaller. I had to adjust my hats. My arms and legs got pretty thin by the time I hit my target weight. The first time I exercised after hitting my target, I struggled to do 3 push-ups with bad form. As a fat fuck, I could bang out 15 and then huff and puff for several minutes. The exercise I chose to do after I hit my target weight was the 7-minute workout I first read about in the Times. I picked one of the zillions of apps to talk me through it on my phone. The NYT ran a few articles on how you can exercise your ass off for just 7 minutes and be done with it. 12 exercises for 30 seconds each, with 10 seconds rest. They call it rest, assholes, between each one. I used to say I didn't mind exercise, it was just that it took too much time out of my busy day. Most of that busy day spent fantasizing about eating butter on Sagarmatha and looking up more local names for Everest. The NYT called my bluff. It wasn't just the time. I hated exercise when I was fat. Now I'm at target weight, and now that I'm thinner, it's not that bad. My 7 minutes go by pretty fast. I went from barely able to do 3 push-ups to banging out 15 in 30 seconds with no problem. It took just a few weeks of doing 7 minutes every other day. That's about 25 minutes a week. After a month, I added 10 minutes of free weights after my 7 minutes to fill a little bit of the loose skin on my biceps and triceps. That worked really fast. At my target weight, my muscles grew really fast with exercise. Working out seems to work when I'm not eating butter. I don't really know what that means, but it also seemed like it was better muscle I was building. When I exercised when I was fat, I felt like I was building marbled prime rib type muscle, muscle full of fat. After losing all that weight with no exercise, I sure lost a lot of the size of my arms. When I exercise now, it feels like I'm building lean muscle. The muscle in my arms looks really different. There's a shape to the muscle that makes it look like muscle. I never had that before. I had big arms, fairly strong arms, but it seemed like they were made of sloppy fat muscle. Now they seem like they're made of clean muscle. Remember, I have no idea what really happened to me, but that's how it feels. The whole world seems to scream the way to lose weight and be healthy is to eat frequent, protein-rich meals and to exercise. Cray Ray says that's the way to gain weight, muscle. That's bodybuilding. When I look around at all the people I know who are doing that, it sure seems like they're all fat. Cray Ray's plan seems to go against the popular, contemporary, conventional wisdom. I honestly meant it when I wrote that I don't know jack shit in the disclaimer at the beginning of this book. I am one data point. I don't even know if any of what I did worked for me. It could be that while I was doing everything Cray Ray told me to do, I lost weight for some other magical reason. It could be that if I exercised while I was doing all this, I would have lost more weight and been even healthier. It sure doesn't seem that way. Sure seems like Cray Ray is right, but I don't know. I know about a dozen people have followed me into this cult, and it seemed to work the same for them. But we're still a very small sample. If Cray Ray makes some money from his book or gets some funding, he'll continue his real science. Cray Ray is learning about this shit. He's doing experiments with controls and getting real data. He's learning shit. I know I lost 100 pounds, and I'm reporting what was going on with me while that weight went away. but it's possible that I might have been better off climbing Everest and eating a stick of butter every 2 hours. There's a lot of protein in butter.